In the midst of their historic drought, Californians will go to the polls tomorrow and vote on Prop 1. That's a bond measure that would allow the state to borrow $7.5 billion for water projects. Governor Jerry Brown, who is up for re-election himself, is pushing the measure, saying it's been a half century since the construction of the California Water Project. But there are concerns about whether new dams are a good idea. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, KQED's Dan Brecke reports.
To hear Governor Jerry Brown tell it, the drought's got every Californian thinking about the state's water problems.
With the worst drought on record, we've seen devastation across California. Our reservoirs way, way down. Land where there used to be water.
On a recent Sunday, visitors to a fish hatchery on California's Feather River said they are thinking about the drought. But Prop 1, not so much.
Do you know about the water bond on the fall ballot?
No, I don't.
So, have you heard about the water bond?
No. I don't know any more than he does on the water bond, actually.
So, here's what you need to know. $7.5 billion in bonds for things like cleaning up contaminated groundwater, conservation projects, and restoring rivers and streams. The biggest chunk of money, though, would go to projects to beef up the state's water supplies. But should that money be spent on dams to create new reservoirs, or on some innovative but yet-to-be-defined underground water storage?
If we don't build these dams, we are headed for a disaster.
Manuel Cunha heads the Nisei Farmers League. He says dams are needed, especially one proposed for the San Joaquin River.
It is going to serve a real purpose, and for the cost for this reservoir, for this dam, is a very economic means of storage of water for the families, the communities, and agriculture and business.
But studies of several of the proposed dams show they would carry steep price tags and add little to the state's water supply. That's one reason Zeke Grader opposes the measure. He represents a fishing coalition.
$2.7 billion right off the top in this bond act, plus the interest that's going to have to be paid on that, is for nothing. It's not going to result in any more water for any of our cities. Certainly not for our fish.
But an environmental lawyer who helped negotiate the water bond says its requirement for fish and wildlife benefits will stop bad projects from getting built. Doug Obigi of the Natural Resources Defense Council says the era of the big dam is behind us.
What we see when we look at this language is that the old traditional big dams of the 20th and 19th century aren't really going to compete.
So what sort of storage projects should the bond support? Groundwater banking, Obigi says, that's a system that uses underground aquifers to store water instead of surface reservoirs.
There's huge potential for groundwater banking, and we think this bond potentially puts an investment of billions of dollars in groundwater sustainability.
At the University of the Pacific in Stockton, Jeffrey Michael is director of the Business Forecasting Center. He agrees with bond critics that the new dams don't pencil out financially. And when it comes to the nearly $3 billion for water storage, he says, it's not clear yet what Californians are being asked to support.
The issue it raises to me is that people ought to know what they're voting for with the bond issues, right? You know, are we supporting these dams or not?
California voters have passed half a dozen water-related bond measures in the last two decades, worth about $16 billion. And polls suggest that, with no end to the drought in sight, they're ready to support even more spending on water. For Here and Now, I'm Dan Brecke.